This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted the deep personal and people-to-people ties between India and Malaysia. Addressing the Indian diaspora at an event in Kuala Lumpur yesterday, he described the Indian diaspora as a living bridge connecting the hearts of the two nations. He praised them for contributing to the vision of a prosperous Malaysia and a developed India.
Malaysia has the second largest Indian origin community in the world. There is so much that connects Indian and Malaysian hearts. You are living bridge that links us. You have connected roti chennai with the Malabar parota, coconut, spices, and of course, te tarik. The flavors feel so familiar, whether it is in Kuala Lumpur or Kochi. We understand each other so well.
Mr. Modi reached Kuala Lumpur on a two-day official visit to Malaysia, where he was accorded a grand welcome. Recalling his long-standing friendship with Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim, Prime Minister Modi said, India and Malaysia elevated their relationship to a comprehensive strategic partnership in 2024. Mr. Modi added, over 100 Indian IT companies are operating in Malaysia, generating thousands of jobs. He announced that India's digital payment platform, UPI, will be launched in Malaysia soon. The Prime Minister said that India is no longer seen just as a huge market, but as a hub for investment and trade, a trusted partner for growth. He added that India has trade deals with the UK, UAE, Australia, New Zealand, Oman, the EU and the USA, and that trust has become India's strongest currency. Mr. Modi will hold talks with the Malaysian Prime Minister today, after which several MOUs are likely to be signed. The government yesterday said that the India-US trade agreement has opened up a $118 billion global import market for textiles, apparels and made-ups, which will boost the textiles export. The Ministry of Textiles welcomed the trade agreement and described it as a major catalyst in strengthening textile trade relations between the two countries. It said that US is India's largest export destination, with exports worth around $10.5 billion, comprising around 70% apparel and 15% made-ups. The ministry further added that 18% reciprocal tariffs on all textile products will place India in a better position than most competitors. The textile ministry said that the deal is expected to play a pivotal role in the nation's goal of achieving the target of $100 billion exports in 2030. The Northern Army Commander, Lieutenant General Upendra Dwivedi, on the final day of his visit to Kashmir Valley yesterday, spent the morning hours interacting with soldiers at forward locations and reviewing the security situation along the line of control with the formation commanders. The Army Commander was accompanied by Lieutenant General D.P. Pandey, GOC Chunar Corps, during the visit. The local commanders briefed the Northern Army Commander on the security situation in the line of control, operational preparedness and measures instituted to thwart the adversary's designs. Local commanders also briefed about the development and defence works being carried out at their respective locations. At least four Indian students sustained injuries in an attack in Russia's Ufa, prompting immediate intervention by Indian diplomatic authorities. The Indian embassy in Moscow confirmed the incident, characterizing it as an unfortunate attack in which several individuals, including four Indian students in Ufa, were injured. The embassy reported ongoing communication with Russian authorities to obtain further information and to ensure that the injured receive appropriate medical care. Officials from the Consulate of India in Kazan have been sent to Ufa to provide support. In men's cricket, India defeated United States by 29 runs in the third match of T20 World Cup at Wankhede Stadium by last night. Chasing a target 162 runs set by India, United States could manage to score 132 for 8 in stipulated 20 overs. For USA, Shubham Ranjani and Sanjay Krishnamurthy were the highest scorers, contributing 37 runs each. For India, Mohammad Siraj took 3 wickets, while Ashdeep Singh scabbed 2 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.